All right, so let's go ahead and dive into what is not your problem business and really what is your problem. Again, too, want to run through this because, again, before we dive into any financials or marketing or generating clients in the business for you through the later process of what we have in here, you got to be thinking straight on this. Otherwise, you're not going to be doing this A1. And honestly, even if you have your preconceived notions of what you think business is, you're still not going to get the result, unfortunately. So let's go ahead and dive into this. So a lot of barbers think it's their location, their city, their skill level, or even their broke clients to hold them back. I mean, hell, even you probably thought about this when we had a call, maybe even prior to this, you still probably have like the inclination, like, nah, I still can't do it because, like, you know, it's on my city, or, oh, no, my clients are broke, or, nah, my skill level's not there. It's none of this stuff. And we're going to break it down with step by step why none of this is the issue and kind of give you like a reason, at least why, and kind of give you like an understanding, like again, too, this way of thinking also doesn't serve you as a business. It's been holding you back and will always hold you back. Again, you could choose to continue to think this way, but you're not going to get any, like, what's the benefit of thinking this way? Holding your business back? Why would you even think like that then, right? When you come down to that, like, what does this even serve? Why does insecurity or thought even do to you? It doesn't help you at all, right? So in reality, none of these are true because the true cause of not being able to charge $200 a cut. As crazy that sounds right now. And let's break this down, each one, because if I don't, you'll go through this with the belief that one of these is your real problem. You're like, yeah, that's fine, but I still can't do that because of this. And you'll make excuses, right? It's always like the little fucking kid that, like, you tell them, like, oh, no, all you got to do is go up and talk to her. Yeah, but, like, she might not like me, or, she might have a boyfriend. It's like, dude, just go up and fucking talk to her, right? And it's kind of like the same mentality. A lot of the barbers that they're even going through this are in here, man. A lot of you act like little kids, and you guys got to step the fuck up and grow the fuck up, all right? So let's start off with, I can't charge that because it'll cause a conflict in my shop. Now, let's say for whatever reason, like, first of all, like before we dive into maybe if it does, majority of you are not going to have this conflict, right? Majority of you who are in a booth rent shop have the ability to charge whatever you want to charge. It's kind of just made up in your mind that, like, oh, if I charge more, it'll upset the owner. Let's start with that. Oh, it'll upset the owner because he's been cutting hair longer than me. There's no fucking rule in this industry that you have to cut for so damn long, or like you can't one up the owner and he'll get pissed off at you. If you do, that's his fucking fault for not taking care of his business and being a fucking lazy ass. Honestly. So why are you going to hold yourself and your business back because some dumbass has been lazy for the last 14 years, right? And now is going to try and talk down to you, like, oh, you can't do that, and try to gatekeep your own business and your own life? That doesn't make fucking sense. If that's the truth, tell him to fuck off. And be like, hey, this dude Deluxe told me to tell you to fuck off. And you could tell him that straight up. I don't give a fuck, right? I'll take that blame. Fuck off, dude. Like, you know, how dare somebody be in this industry and, like, not take care of their shit and then hold other people back because they didn't take care of their shit, right? Now, that's the owner's standpoint. And honestly, it doesn't make sense at all. And honestly, if that is the case, then just move to a different shop. It's easy as that. And you're like, oh, but man, I love the shop. Well, what do you want to do? Do you want to, like, literally be, like, held down because of some asshole? Or do you actually want to grow business and the reason why you got in this damn thing to, like, make more money? Come on now, right? Now, let's say if you think that, like, you can't charge, I could start conflict of other barbers in the shop. Again, who gives a fuck? Like, if they get pissed off and emotional because now you're starting to take care of your own shit, that's not your problem. That's their problem, right? And let's say if it does create a big problem, that a shop owner gets pissed off. I mean, honestly, let's think logically. Somebody who's not on top of their shit is getting pissed at you for being on top of your shit. And the owner is now siding with the person who isn't on top of their shit. Is that an environment you want to be in? Fuck no. Get the fuck out of there. Right? Now, let's say, for instance, the shop owner doesn't allow you to charge more and, like, controls your pricing. Let's say you're in a commission shop, whatever. Again, you should just get the fuck out of there. Oh, but I love the shop. Again, it comes back to, then why the fuck are you in business? Then don't complain. Then stay where you're at and, like, don't complain and then just stay comfortable. Like, don't mind the fact that you're going to struggle with bills. You're, like, understand and come to grips that you're going to, like, that honestly, you're going to have financial hardships. You're not going to be well off. You're going to have a limit on yourself. And that's the decision you're making by staying like a little, honestly, like we want to call a spade, by staying a scared little bitch with your business instead of taking the reins by the horn, bull by the horn, and actually taking control of this damn thing of your life and moving things forward. It's not your responsibility to make sure other people aren't fucking like, feeling lower than themselves because you're taking care of your shit doesn't mean like, that it should affect them negatively. That's honestly on them. It's a dumb way of thinking if you really just like think about it logically, right? So this is just honestly comes down to like being around poor-minded people and crabs in the bucket people just is a clear indication you should remove yourself or just don't give a fuck about it, honestly, because it's not going to help you in the long run. And if you stay in here, that's your own damn fault at the end of the day, okay? Now, I lack the experience to start charging more. Okay, here's the thing I want to really get clear. This is like a made-up problem. There's no such thing as like once I get my experience level of like how much I've been cutting hair for, like let's say I've been cutting for X amount of years, I can charge this much. There is no rule behind that. Equally, there is nothing that says like once you get your skill level or your hair quality this level, you are now able to charge this much. That's not true. The only truth that there is in business is if you can get clients that will come in and pay you at X price point, you can charge that. You get me? And experience or skill has nothing to correlate with that. Honestly, there were thousands of barbers who cut better than me, but I charged more and made more money every single month because I knew how to generate clients in my own business. Equally, you probably cut better hair better off than thousands of barbers than you, but you charge less and make way less. And a lot of our private clients don't cut hair as good as you. And let's say you've been only cutting for like 1 year. Like you could even go with the flip side of things like, well, I've been only cutting for a year. Okay. Well, if this was like a diet thing and you've been saying, well, I've been dieting for a year, I would be like, then why aren't you in shape? If you've been in business for a year, then why aren't you making more money? Oh, wait, because it's not an experience thing. It's about how you run the business. So you don't know how to run the fucking business to make more money. So you don't need more experience. You don't need to get a better skill level. You need to understand how to make more money in your business to be able to make more money in your business. Wow, what a concept, right? So again, too, it's not the lack of experience in order to start charging more. It's the fact you have lack of understanding how to run your business like a business. There's no way around it, right? And if any of these, like, you're like, oh, man, no, I can't be that. Look, end of the day, here's the facts. We've produced more barbers who are making 20K per month than you can even imagine. More barbers who are charging over 100 bucks than you can imagine in places outside of the U.S., inside of the U.S., right? At some point in time, you have to understand your logic is probably flawed because you've only gotten to a certain point. Our logic is probably like there's some backing to it because it's gotten the results. It's like at the end of the day, if you want to continue believing the earth is flat, even though I'm telling you and giving you every example, the world is round, but you still want to believe the world is flat, be a flat earther with your tinfoil hat. You look like one of those crazy fucks. Be my guest. I'm just trying to make sure you can think correctly on this. You can actually, if you actually want to make more money and get a better financial situation for yourself and your family, you can. And it's because you're thinking very poorly on this, okay? So it's not the fact that you lack experience to start charging more. This is completely made up nonsense bullshit that honestly, a lot of insecure OG barbers say because they're like, oh no, you gotta put in your time before you start charging that. No. You want them to put in time because you don't want a younger barber surpassing the OG barber who I'm talking about. The OG barber doesn't want to get surpassed by a younger barber because they haven't been on their shit. So they're going to make up this rule. Nah, man. They're going to make up this rule for all the insecurities they have. Nah, man. You got to put in the time. You got to put in the work. Bullshit. I was in and out in 5 years. I retired in 5 years. Right? Come on now. We've had a guy who's charging, what, 85 bucks now? Or no, 75 bucks for a haircut. I think 95 for haircut and beard. Who's only been cutting, like when he started working with us, he was only cutting for around 11 to 12 months. There's no rule on this thing. Show me the rule. If you could show me the rule, like in the textbook or in by law, fine. But there is no rule. Just say same thing with like college, like barber college. You don't need to go to barber college just to charge more. It's a piece of paper. It's just like how college is. It's a piece of paper for barber school that says, I know how to sanitize my clippers. It's not a piece of paper that says, I can now charge this. It legit does not say that. I don't know why barbers always think, but I got to go to barber school first. No, you don't. South Bay Chris was already charging 100 bucks a cut, making well over 15K a month from his parents' garage way before he even got his barber's license. Way before that. It doesn't make sense. You're just holding yourself back at the end of the day. You're making excuses for why, and your insecurities is why. And it's all because, like, these OG barbers have been, like, telling. And honestly, I don't even think the OG barbers say this. It's, like, this made-up thing that you, like, I don't know, somewhat believe? I don't know. I don't know where it comes from, but it's not facts. Like, and here's the thing. If it was facts, then we wouldn't have the results we would, because we go against the grain with everything that we have with our private clients. So it can't be facts, right? Here's another one. No one charges that in my city or location. Okay. So the fact that you need somebody else to charge that before you charge that, what sense does that make? That makes you a follower. That doesn't make you a leader. That makes you, like, honestly, again, if we're going to call a spade, a scared little bitch that needs somebody else to do the work for them until before they can be like, okay, cool, I can do that now. Because guess what? Nobody was charging $100 in Sacramento before I was. The only reason why nobody else was doing it before me is because nobody knew how to run their business at all. Simple fact. No, like, the reason why nobody in your city or in your location or barbershop is charging those prices is because everybody's running the same business. Nobody knows how to run their business at that level. That's why they are not able to charge that or make that type of money. Again, if you want to go back to it, how are they all getting clients? What service are they offering? What are they charging? How much money are they making per month? I'm willing to bet it's all in the same amount or in the same income bracket, right? Sure, you might have, like, one or two people that are the, you know, like maybe, like, they just work fucking, like, till their teeth are grinded down, like they work 20 hours a day. Sure, do we really want to do that? Fuck no, okay? But again, too, you want to think about this, like, why do you need to get it validated by somebody else? Why don't you validate it for yourself by doing the work that we have been teaching other barbers how to do and have gotten other barbers to spearhead in their own cities, like populations of 7,000 people in a small city in North Carolina? Who the fuck would think in a small town in North Carolina, a barber would be charging booked out at $75 about to go to 100? That barber didn't. He was like, I don't know if I could do that. He was charging $30 a time. I'm like, watch, give me 12 months. We did it. Same thing in Omaha, Nebraska. Same thing everywhere else that we've been able to help barbers with. So again, too, you want to think of this like the 4-minute mile. I don't remember the exact story of like the names and stuff. Let's call him like Brad, right? So let's say in the back in the 1800s, I don't know the exact date. Before then, running a sub 4-minute mile, everybody's like, oh, it's not possible. You can't do that. Like, nobody can run a sub 4-minute mile. Then comes this guy named Brad, right? Again, too, made up name. I don't know the exact name. Brad comes around. He's like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. Brad does it, right? After thousands of years of nobody being able to do it. And then 12 months after Brad did it, I think it was like 16 or 20 plus people did the same thing because they saw somebody else do it. Like, oh, okay, well, it must be able to be done, right? And then you know what's crazy? Now in today's world, a sub 4-minute mile is the standard for all track and field. Meaning if you run longer than a sub 4-minute mile, you're actually looked at as slow, below average. Whereas before it was like, that's impossible. It's the same thing of what we're doing with charging with barbers of what we're doing with our private clients. Making $20,000 a month, charging $100, $200 a haircut. You don't need to have other people validate it for you. What you need to do is learn how to do this in your business. Okay. Again, too, it's more of like, again, why do you need somebody to validate it for you to be able to, okay, and get this shit done? You don't. You just need to know what to do and execute it and know what you can do at the end of the day, honestly. None of my clients will pay that price. No one in my city will pay that. Great, great idea. I mean, a great thought that a lot of people have, a lot of barbers have. Again, people in your city will pay that price. However, who you are getting in your business right now, those people won't pay that price, right? Again, let's say you go to a bar, okay? And all the chicks and you're a guy and you want to date some women. But all the women at the bar are like threes and fours, right? Like, generous three and four, right? Maybe at best threes and fours. You're like, man, there's just no hot chicks here. There's just no hot chicks in my location. My location's all fucked, right? It's like you go to the same bar every single time, hoping to find a dime. Every single time you turn up, it's always threes and fours, right? Well, you could say, well, there's no bad bitches in my location, right? They're all threes and fours. Well, the bad bitches are actually hanging out at the different bar, the higher profile bar, because they don't want to hang around scumbags like you at these lower tier bars, right? Obviously. It was the same thing of like when I was like charging $16, like, oh, nobody's going to charge me, nobody would pay me $30 for a haircut. I can barely get people to charge me $16. And then $100 is like, holy fuck, where the fuck were you guys at this whole time? They're like, well, we've always been here. Where have you been at this whole time, right? Those clients are where you're at, but the way you're generating their clients right now, you're not on the same wavelength, right? They're up here, you're talking down here. You need to get on the same wavelength and understanding how to generate these clients, how to get in front of these people in order to get them into your business. No, this does not mean you need to go out and market. Does not mean you need to go out and network. No, this does not mean you need to go in high profile places. We will get into what you need to do later on, but people in your city or around in surrounding cities up to 3, 5, 10 hours away from you will want to come and get a haircut from you. I had clients that were coming that would fly in from Tampa Bay, Florida just to get a haircut from me. We had a client who lives in Memphis, Tennessee, who had a client fly in to from New York just to get a haircut from him. I used to have clients drive 2 to 3+ hours away, 4 hours away every 2 weeks just to get haircuts from me at $100 a haircut. The fact that you don't know how to run your business, get these clients in, is the problem. It is not the fact that these people will not come to you. The problem is that your whole awareness is that you only think that the only bitches in your town are threes and fours. When there are dime pieces out there, you're just not in those areas the dime pieces are at. Okay. Another terrible belief is adding new services and doing house calls will in order to charge more. Number one, you do not need to do add services or do house calls. Adding services is going to add more work onto your plate, which is going to... Why would you add more work in order to charge more? Because at the end of the day, if that's the game you're going to play, you're going to end up giving your client a gok 3000 with a twister wizard, right? Or you're going to go ahead and start giving feet massages and all that shit just to get paid more. And what are you going to do after that? What are you going to offer after that? You're going to start adding more? It's irrational, right? You just need to offer a haircut and beard. Simple, nothing else. What you need to do is understand how to generate clients for that service and solve a problem. That's it. You don't need to add anything else. Adding everything else is you avoiding the problem of the fact that you don't know how to get clients in your business. Doing house calls in order to charge more. A lot of barbers will think like, well, nobody's going to want to come. I could charge more if I just do house calls. Great, you could do that. Now you're still avoiding the problem. One, you can start doing a couple house calls. Now you limit yourself every single day of how many haircuts you can do. You start adding on to your cost of gas, transportation, and time of your breakdown and setup time. So again, too, you're cutting into your overall top bottom line of like what you can make every single day and every single month. So you're actually making less than what you would if you just stayed in a single location. Because of the fact you're avoiding that you don't know how to get new clients from a single location to come to you and pay you $100, $150, $200 a haircut, you are avoiding... Barbers will come up with every reason to avoid the main issue that they don't know how to run their business. They will come up with every reason why I don't know how to run my business, but I'm going to avoid that fact and I'm going to hide that fact. I'm just going to do something else. You don't need to do SMP. You don't need to do house calls. You don't need to do any more services. You need to understand and be a better business owner and run the business properly. Hopefully this makes sense, okay? So that's just a few things. I might add more to this, honestly, later on as we go forward. If you have anything else, like questions-wise or anything more in-depth, please put it down below or ask questions. Now, what is your problem in business? Because we just went through what isn't, a few examples, right? Again, too, if you have more of like reasons of like, well, I just think it's this. Daniel, I heard you out right here, but I think it's this still is my problem. Put it down and I'll make a video on like, again, to why this is probably not your problem in business. What is your problem in business? The way you're marketing your business, it just, and why it won't work. Again, the way you're getting clients and where you're marketing yourself of again, passing out business cards, shaking hands, taking walk-ins, relying on referrals. All of these are not like, how long have you been doing this for? Right? Sometimes I'll just ask barbers, they'll be like, oh man, I'm doing all this. I just got to wait my time. How long have you been doing this for? 5 years. How long have you been going? How much are you making right now? 4K. So it took you five years to make 4K. So another 5 years, we'll be at 8K. And how much do you have in the bank account? $500. So another 5 years, we'll be at finally at $1,000 in the bank account at the pace we're going at. At some point in time, you got to realize the shit's not working in your favor whatsoever. And something's got to change, right? The way you're running your business is flawed, right? The way you're marketing your business is flawed. It will not work, right? Passing out business cards. How many business cards are you going to pass out till you get a fully booked on a clientele at $100? How many people are you going to get referrals for? Like the thing with referrals, cool, you can get referrals. That's fine, right? The thing with referrals is the bar becomes a little bitch when it comes to raising their prices because at the end of the day, if you're depending on referrals to get clients or get new clients in, you will not want to raise prices because when you raise prices, your current client flow will dip down. if your current client flow dips down, that's the only way you get new clients from your current client flow, referring people out. Now you just cut into your new client flow, which would then take you even longer to fill up your current business, which then restricts you on how frequently and how fast you can scale the business up. It's very flawed. Yes, referrals are great, but you should not bet your whole business on that because you're fucked at the end of the day. If you want to go off of, again, to like networking, how are you going to network to get to, like, please go ahead and network. Until somebody can beat our stats out of getting a guy from making 6K a month to 29K a month in 8 months, if you can do that from networking, please let me know. Please let me know. If you do that from passing out business cards, please let me know. If you could do that from taking walk-ins, please let me know. If you could do that, and this is, again, sustainable with this model, not fucking cutting a million heads per month, not just doing this 1 month, but doing it sustainably month after month, okay? Please let me know. Because it just will not, it is a flawed way of thinking. Now, generating new, like, what is your problem is generating new higher paying clients and the lack of ability to do this. I think we went over this very extensively right here. Again, the reason why you are charging $30, the reason why you're charging $50, the reason why you're charging $40 right now is because you know you can get clients at that price point. Let's say if you're charging $50, the reason why you're not charging $20 right now anymore is because you know you can get clients at $50 to pay you that price point. Correct? Otherwise, that's why you charge that price, because you know you can get it. Why aren't you charging $200 right now? Because you lack the ability to get those clients at $200. Because if you could get clients and knew you could generate clients at $200 price point, there would be nothing holding you back. This is the biggest problem. And until you are just like completely let go of your ego and pride, which all barbers have, let go of your ego and pride. Let that shit go and understand, I need to fix this in my business because I'm a poor business owner right now. You will stay at the level you're at. You will not increase your income. You will be stuck here forever in the barber abyss. This is not a good place to be in, okay? Now, thinking that all you have to do is wait more time to play out. Holy fuck. I hear this all the time from younger barbers, older barbers. It's like, okay, cool. We can go this again. Let's take an older barber example, for example, right? Older barber, you're charging $40. Been cutting for 7 years. All right. So how long you been charging? How long you been cutting hair for? 7 years. So it took you 7 years to get to $40. Okay, cool. So at that pace, it'll take us 14 years into our career to charge $80. And how much are you making per month? Let's say $40, say 6K. Awesome. So 14 years in, we'll be able to make 12K a month, right? Cool. And then how much do you have in your bank account? $1,000. Awesome. So in 14 years of hard work, we will finally have $2,000 to our name. What sense does this make logically? Makes zero sense. There is something completely flawed with how you're running your business. And just thinking that all you do is let time to play it out, all you're doing is wasting time, right? All you're doing is wasting time on a flawed thing that has never worked for your business, and you're just like hoping and praying at that time. You're fucked. Now let's take it from a younger barber standpoint, right? Let's say you're brand new in the game, you're young, you're like, oh, well, I have all the time in the world, right? You really don't. Because again, as a barber, Once you get a foundational business, 10 years can go by very quickly. And I realized that. 2 years, 3 years went by very, very quickly. The redundant cut hair, wake up, cut hair, go to sleep. And again, too, you can just go into this redundant cycle of like not paying attention to your business and really fuck things up. If you think you want to wait it out and play out time, look at the OGs around you. Look at the guys who've been cutting hair for 10, 15, 20 plus years. Are they making 20K a month? No. Do they have 100, 300, 500K in the bank account? No. If time and waiting and having to play it out was a thing, we would see every, and this was a fact, every single barber who cuts more than 10 plus years in the industry should have more, way more than $500,000 into their name. Let's take this. So I'm gonna break out like a calculator real quick, right? Let's say a barber who's been cutting for 10 years, on average, every single month has been making $6K a month. So $6,000 times 12 is $72,000 a year. Multiply that over 10 years. That's $720,000 that they have made in their career. Now you ask a barber who's been cutting for 10 years, making around 6K a month every single month, how much they've made. Because I've talked to a plethora of them, and a plethora of them have less than 2K in the bank, have less than 1K in the bank. And yet they've made this much. My question is how? What happened? Maybe you're one of those barbers. Hell, you can even do this right now. I remember talking to a barber who was even young. He was doing all right. He's making 10K a month. 10K for the last, let's say 3 years, right? So 10K times 12, 120,000 times three. And I was like, awesome. How much money do you have in the bank currently right now? And he told me $700. I'm like, really? Interesting. Because over the last 3 years in your career, you've made $360,000. And you only have less than $1,000 to show for it. Where'd all that money go? And he was like, holy fuck, I'm fucking up. I'm like, yes, you are. Waiting it out and continuing doing what you're doing is not going to fix this at all. In fact, waiting it out is probably the worst thing to do because, again, inflation is always fucking us. Right now in the middle of 2023, what we're in March 2023, March 3rd, the time of day I'm recording this, inflation is continuing to go up. Groceries are going up. Cost of living is going up. For you just to wait things out and let it play out, you are allowing yourself to get fucked by everything. You're allowing yourself to get passed by those who are pushing the business forward actively. Things don't come to those who wait. Success come to those who push and actually do something to get the success in their business. Just waiting it out and staying cool and staying calm, cool, collected, and doing the same thing over and over again will not get you the result. Because if it did, every single barber who has done that, which is literally every single barber you know, would be financially free and being a millionaire. But they're not. There's a clear gap in this industry. There's a clear hellhole and an abyss that all barbers sink down to. And the reason why they still have to cut hair is because they financially cannot get themselves out of it. And if you are a young barber, I cannot stress it enough. You cannot allow yourself to succumb to that future. You could not allow yourself to be that way. You have to avoid that right now. And right now is the most important time. You have to view this as your time to invest in your time and in yourself and in your business. That way you avoid that in the long run. Either you take the short-term gratification of letting it play out, not being on the forefront of your business, not pushing things forward, and in the long run, you suffer the consequences of every OG barber of having to wake up and cut hair just to live a life that you hate living because you have to make the bills because you didn't take care of shit in the front end, or you invest your time, your energy, your money into your business right now, do the work right now that's required to build the business up. That way, in the long run, 3 to 5 years from now, you're actually out of the industry, have your 500K, 200K, 300K saved up in the bank, and you can move on to your next business. Your choice, though. I'm trying to show you how to do that and avoid the prior or the first, right? So, like, overall, it comes down to your choice overall. I can't tell you what to choose. I can just show you like what I've seen in the industry, what has worked for us and our barbers, and what doesn't work for the majority of the industry. Now, the mindset of being a martyr figure, this is a huge one. A lot of barbers think, if I just suck this up for long enough, if I help my clients out long enough, if I just suck it up and work hard enough, I will be rewarded. I'm here to tell you right now, that's not how life works. Life will fuck you. Life will take advantage of these people. There is nobody coming to save you. You are a martyr figure to your own business. And every single barber wants to take care of their community, wants to be a community like activist, wants to help people, wants to be for the people, helping people. But guess what? Nobody's here to come and save that person. Nobody's coming here to save you. It is all on you to improve your life and save yourself and put yourself into a better position. Nobody's going to reward you for being some self-righteous fuck. I hate to tell you, there is nobody rewarding you for that at all. You in the game of business, you have to go ahead and get what's yours. Nobody's going to go ahead and reward you for being a good person. Nobody's going to reward you for sucking up and being like, wow, you know what? I see what you're doing. You're such a good person. Here's this. That's not how the real world works at all, right? So being this, the martyr figure, not going to serve you. If you continue that, it hasn't served you this far. If you've been in this mindset, look at your bank account. If you've been in this mindset, look at your business. If you've been in this position, look at where your financial status is at. You're not where you want to be at. So why would you continue this? It's not served you so far. Now, what is your problem? Lack of education and seeking education. Your pride and ego thinking that you know it all. This is a big, huge problem for you right now. Because again, too, you lack the education of generating new clients. You lack the education of how to run your business. You lack seeking the education. You've obviously opted in to like see more of this, but I've talked to a lot of you. A lot of you are like, I'm just checking this out. I think I'm doing all right. I'm like, all right. I'm willing to bet if we pull up your bank account right now, you probably have $500 in your bank account. You probably have less than $5K in the bank. You probably have less than $10K. I'm willing to bet 100% of you have less than $50K in the bank account, right? And it's your pride and ego thinking you know it all, thinking, oh, it'll just be fine. You got to let it go. You got to be like, your head's on fire. I was so I wouldn't say insecure, but I was so frightened over the fact that I wasn't where I wanted to be at financially, that I was seeking every person I could to get education and get help with running my business, because I could not stay where I was at. I could not understand people who were just like, ah, oh, you know what? I'll just figure it out. How is that? How has that worked for you in the last like 3 years? Obviously, you have zero track record of that, right? How? You have this. Your problem is that you lack the education and seeking the education. You have, this is why you're here. Implement it. You have such an awesome free gift in this. Implement it and use it. The last thing is fear of taking the next step in business. This is a huge problem for barbers. Oh, but I'm just afraid what's going to happen. Like, what are my clients going to think of me? They're going to think of you of like somebody who's finally taking a stance in their business and doing what's best in their best interest instead of being a little bitch and getting walked all over, taken advantage of. They're not going to think of you as some, and if anybody does think of you as some, the only people who think of you as like, oh man, this guy, all he cares about is money, is the cheap people or the individuals that are like, you don't even want to fuck with in business regardless. I look at my comments and I talk about money and shit all day long on my content or on my Instagram. All the people that are like, oh, this guy cares about his money, is all the people I would never work with as a barber. They're all the fuck-minded people who make up excuses why they can't make money, why the government is like, why it's the government's fault why they're not making money, why it's Jeff Bezos' fault why they're not making money, why it's Donald Trump's fault why their business is suffering, why the government should have given him $50,000 of COVID relief instead of the fact that when business was actually good prior to COVID, you probably should have taken care of your goddamn shit. You probably should have pushed your business forward and saved some money and prepared for that, because those situations will happen and will continue to happen. If you're fearful of taking the next step in business, you are setting yourself up for the next pandemic or the next thing to happen, whether it be the economy shifting or whatever, to be on the losing end of that. End of the day, you are either you are going to head and take the short-term sacrifice of, okay, cool, I'm going to suck up this fear and push the business forward. That way, in the long term, I can live comfortably. Or you're going to take the short-term comfort of not really doing anything out of your comfort zone and taking the long-term, failure and long-term consequences that come with that. Again, if you stay comfortable in your business right now, shit, let's say the economy just shifts overall and just completely fucks everybody. You probably don't have that much savings to live off of. You definitely don't have money to invest in businesses that are going under to get ahead in life. Because again, too, every time there's an economy shift, or let's say inflation happens too much, economy shifts, like there's like a world, I don't want to say pandemic, things, you know, businesses go out, things go out of business, things become cheaper because people don't have that much money. Guess who wins in those situations? People who have taken advantage of when times are good, saved money, stacked money, and now use that money to buy businesses when they're at their cheapest. That way, when the economy catches back up and is back up to strength, it's like the stock market. That business rises, their income skyrockets again because they bought low, the business rises back up again. That's the name of the game. That's what you have to get. That's what you have to get in the game for. That's what I'm in the game for. And if your fear of taking the next step is holding you back from actually getting the freedom that you want, you are going to stay here and you're going to stay at this level. And honestly, you just have to look at your family. What has your family always done? Your parents, your cousins, your aunts, your uncles. What's the quality of life they always had? And that's what you're going to succumb to. And I remember looking at my family, I said, I hated every single one of their situations. I would hate myself if I did that to myself. Do not be like your family. Be that individual that claws out of that generational broke-mindedness. This is the beginning for you. You have to take that next step in your business. And this program right here is going to be that first step for you. So with that, I'll see you in the next module.